anglers with low water levels already appearing this summer. The Game and Fish Department asks to be mindful of water temperatures. Stay tuned. As summer approaches, the department encourages anglers to be mindful of water temperatures. In years with low flows, water can heat up more rapidly, which puts additional stress on trout. Planning early morning trips and practicing efficient catch and release techniques can help preserve these populations. Additionally, every boat owner is reminded to clean, drain, and dry to keep Wyoming's waters free of aquatic invasive species. Dry conditions mean fire danger is extreme. Avoid driving in tall, dry grass and ensure that all campfires are completely extinguished. Respect seasonal range closures and any temporary emergency closures. These are established to minimize stress on animals that are already struggling to find quality forage and water. Anglers should consider staying on trails and roads. Driving off-road can spread noxious weed, invasive annual grass seeds, and damage fragile dry vegetation and soils that may take years to recover. It also removes forage from the mouths of wildlife. If you are fishing, do so in the early morning. If water temperatures approach 70 degrees, consider stopping for the day to protect fish populations from lethal stress. Harmful cyanobacteria may be blooming earlier this year. Find more information on that on the Department of Environmental Quality's webpage. Properly store food, trash, and other attractants, whether at home or in the field. Access to human food sources is detrimental to wildlife health and can lead to bold, habituated behavior that creates potentially dangerous situations for both people and animals. As water sources dry up, wildlife will concentrate. Give animals extra space near remaining water holes to reduce unnecessary stress and energy loss. To find the resources they need this year, wildlife will be moving more frequently across the landscape. Landowners are asked to keep their gates open when possible to facilitate these movements. Recreationists, please keep the gates as you found them. And recognize that Wyoming's private landowners and agricultural producers provide essential refuge habitat and water sources that act as a lifeline for wildlife during drought. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.